So the second exercise instead dealt with the Green's function for the unit ball in Rn, of course, n larger or equal than 2. To this purpose, it was useful to consider the definition of dual point with respect to the unit sphere set in the origin, that is x tilde defined as x over norm of x squared. You had to prove that in part A that the function small phi x y, defined as the fundamental solution capital phi of norm of x y minus x tilde for x in b01, solves the Dirichlet problem Laplacian phi x equal to 0, phi x equal to phi dot minus x on the boundary of the unit ball. This means phi x y is equal to capital phi y minus x, and this Laplacian phi x y equal to 0. As some of you noticed, technically speaking, this definition is well posed only for x in b01 minus the origin. This is a little flaw, point where the Book of Evans is not completely rigorous. In the solution, we shall see how to make this rigorous, nevertheless. One can also say that that's only a point, so it's negligible as long as we are going to take integration. So, but let's see how to do it. I'm sorry if I didn't notice before I gave you the exercise, but I mean, it was part not even of the exercise of the theory. So, anyhow, so we consider first the case n equal 2, just because there are two different expressions for the fundamental solutions, even though this can be done fairly similar way. So we have that capital phi of x equal to minus 1 over 2 pi logarithm of the absolute value of x, and the Laplacian phi is equal to 0 in Rn minus the origin. Of course, y minus x here will, x tilde, sorry, will never be equal to 0, because if x is in b01, x tilde is not in b01, is in the complementary. So y is always different from x tilde in b01, and so the Laplacian of phi xy, Laplacian in y of phi yx is equal to a norm of x squared times Laplacian of phi evaluated in norm of x times y minus x tilde, and so this is equal to 0. If y is on the boundary, then phi x of y is equal to this, sure, but then notice that if whenever x is different from 0, the norm of y minus x tilde squared is equal to norm of y squared plus norm of x tilde squared minus 2 norm of x dot x tilde dot y, which is equal to 1, because y is on the boundary of b01, plus 1 over norm of x squared minus 2 y dot x over norm of x squared. This is equal to 1 over norm of x squared times norm of x squared plus 1 minus 2 y dot x. But 1 is the norm of y squared, and so this is simply norm of y minus x squared divided by norm of x squared. Multiply, take the square root, and we are done. This means that phi xy for y in the boundary of b01 is equal to minus 1 over 2 pi log norm of x minus y, which is phi of y minus x, whenever x is non-zero and y is on the boundary of b01. If x is 0, all this thing doesn't make sense, you may say. Sure, but then let's simply set phi xy identically equal to 0. And this works, because the logarithm of norm of y is equal to 0 whenever y is on the boundary of the unit ball, and of course 0 is harmonic, trivially. You may say, but if I put norm of x is x equal to 0 in this formula, formally speaking, I should get plus infinity. You're right, that's an issue. And this is the way to circumvent it. I'm sorry. I trusted Evan's book. I know I told you should not trust. It happens. So this, the case n larger equal than 3 is similar, except for how to correct this problem. Because again, the same equality tells us that on the boundary of the ball B01, we have this identity. And so we're done. Again, while the Laplacian of phi xy is equal to norm of x squared, Laplacian of phi evaluated in norm of x times y minus x tilde, so is equal to 0, because y is never equal to x tilde whenever y is on the B01 and x is in B01 minus the origin. If x is in the origin, we take phi 0 y to be the constant, 1 over n times n minus 2 omega n. Of course, solves the Dirichlet problem because the Laplacian of a constant is 0, and when the norm of y is equal to 1, x is 0 now, so when the norm of y is equal to 1, norm of y to the 2 minus n is 1, so trivially. Actually, now that I thought, coming back, if we put plus infinity, that's fine, because the Laplacian of plus infinity is 0, because it's a constant. When x is 0, here you get 0, sorry, when x is 0, this doesn't work. Yeah, so you see, here it was a little somehow. I was going to say simpler, but no, also here, if you put x equal to 0, you would get plus infinity. So there is this degeneration in the origin, which makes sense. And I'm apologizing a lot, but I apologize that I didn't notice before that there was this little issue to point out.